Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The city of Philadelphia and a Catholic foster agency have been involved in a legal battle that will now go to the Supreme Court. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports the city stopped placing foster children through the agency because they won't recruit same-sex couples.
Catholic Social Services is associated with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, who sued the city a few years ago, but to no avail. A federal appeals court sided with the city, who isn't sending foster children to CSS because of the agency's religious beliefs opposing same-sex couples.
We are hopeful that the Supreme Court will rule in our favor.
That's Laurie Windham, who's senior counsel with the law firm representing CSS.
They feel that they have been unfairly singled out. The city is failing to recognize the wonderful work and the good that they have done for Philadelphia children for so many years.
Cynthia Figueroa sees things differently. She's deputy mayor for the city's Office of Children and Families.
I just think given the number of kids that could have homes, to limit the resources that are available seems short-sighted. And certainly we hope that the courts don't overreach in their expectations of what is allowable.
Figueroa says the CSS policy sends the wrong message.
We can't send mixed messages to children about how they're supported and respected.
Winda believes the wrong message, though, is excluding CSS.
Where there are loving parents and beds available to serve those children today.
The Supreme Court will hear the case likely toward the end of the year. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.